President Trump has promised unsuccessfully so far to revive coal mining jobs and instructed his Environmental Protection Agency to roll back rules to reduce emissions from coal-fired power plants. That message might be welcome in American coal country, but the industry's future in the United States is not promising. There are cheaper fuels, including natural gas. Gas now accounts for around 31% of total power generation in the United States, the same share as coal. China has imposed tariffs on coal imports from the United States in the tit-for-tat trade dispute. More than 200 coal plants have closed since 2010, and coal consumption has continued to decline, contrary to Mr. Trump's false claims. Coal mining jobs have plummeted over the last decade, despite a modest increase of about 4% in the first 18 months of the Trump presidency. The economics and the political calculus are very different in the world's biggest democracy, India, population 1.3 billion. Ajay Mishra, the career civil servant in charge of energy in the central Indian state of Telangana, knows firsthand. 5 years ago, he said daily power cuts cursed his state. Ceiling fans cut out on stifling summer afternoons. Factories ran on diesel-guzzling generators. The people of Telangana were furious. State officials had to do something to fix the electricity problem. They harnessed the sun, briefly making Telangana a leading solar power producer in India. They also turned to what government officials have relied on for over a century, the vast vein of coal that sat underground, stretching across the hills and forests of central India. Telangana now has round-the-clock electricity. Its farmers get it free to pump water. It sweetens the re-election bid of Telangana's top elected official, K. Chandrasekhar Rao, in state polls later this year. "We have coal," Mr. Mishra said. "We are producing more every year. For the next 100 years, we have it."